live weekdays noon to 3 on CJAD 800.
My next guest has quite a story to tell. Her name is Nicole Moore. She's from Orangeville, Ontario, and is the author of Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival. Nicole Moore is on the phone right now, and for many, many reasons, I am so glad you're with us this afternoon, Nicole. Thank you for your time, first of all.
Thanks for inviting me to this conversation, Barry. I appreciate it.
Sharks fascinated me to begin with. And hearing stories of survival like this, I find are just really remarkable. So let's start at the beginning. This goes back how long ago, Nicole?
It's 4 years ago. And Barry, if you don't mind, I'm just going to make one quick correction because
sure.
I am not talented enough to write a book of this sort. The author of the book is actually Peter Jennings.
Oh, okay.
So he wrote the story about my ordeal, which I'll tell you about next. But I just wanted to correct that and give him the credit that's well deserved.
Oh, I see. It wasn't a collaboration, or
it was a collaboration. Yes. So we did it together.
Peter Jennings. I will make sure to remember that name and to repeat it at least one more time. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem. No problem. So how many?
It's been four years ago.
Yeah.
2011, January 2011.
So where were you exactly?
Right in the main zone of Cancun, Mexico.
Okay. Enjoying a holiday?
Enjoying a holiday with, there were 10 of us total celebrating a 50th birthday party, and we decided to head south where it's sunny and warm like so many Canadians.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the beach, I guess, taking the sun or whatever?
Yeah. You want me to take you through the events?
Makes sense.
A little bit.
Sure.
All right. So it was the morning halfway through the trip, and was playing a game of beach volleyball. And I went into the water to go and wash off the sand, only about waist deep in the water. And these guys on Sea-Doos were yelling at me. There were three of them, and they're just screaming at me. I'm looking around at the ocean going, really? There's a lot of space out here. Why are you, mad at me? But they seemed pretty adamant. And so I just put up my hand, acknowledged them, and said, okay, and turn around and started to walk into the shore. And still waist deep, I felt a bump under the water.
Yeah.
And like you said, that you have a fear, Barry, about sharks. So everyone, when they feel something underwater, has that sinking feeling of, oh, my Lord, what was that? Please let it be just a little kid that bumped into me. I never saw any sharks. I never heard of anything. I had no idea what to expect, but within seconds after I had turned around and started to walk back in, I sustained a major shark bite to my left upper thigh.
Man alive. I mean, how far were you from shore, Nicole?
They're telling me, I guess I'm about 50 meters from shore.
50 meters.
Yeah, it seemed like 200 meters.
I bet it did. I bet it felt like a world away, the safety of the beach.
Yeah.
And
I never saw the shark, as I said, and all that I knew was this ocean just started filling bright red with my blood. And although I hadn't seen the shark immediately at that point, I knew in my first thoughts at that moment, I would love to say I'm a good wife and a good mother and that my thoughts were of my husband and my children, but they weren't. They were sharks like blood. I need to get out of this water.
Right, right. And even after the bite, you still didn't see the animal or the...
Nope. Not at that point, I hadn't, no.
What kind of injury did you, after all, sustain to your leg?
So I'm missing two quadriceps and two hamstrings, and it went right down to femur bone and actually left its teeth marks on my femur bone permanently.
That's unbelievable.
It is. It went right through like it was butter. There was nothing.
What kind of pain are, like you said, you described the actual bite, I guess, as a bump.
Yeah.
Is that what it was? The bite was, but what kind of pain was that was associated with it?
First, I felt a bump. There was a kind of like the shark had bumped into me, and I guess it saw me as a threat, and that's when it sunk its teeth and was shortly after the bump. And pain, I'm sure there was a tremendous amount of pain, especially as the story goes on, as you know, but I don't recall any of it. I was in absolute fight or flight mode, and my brain was just thinking of survival, so I didn't feel any pain at that point.
What, were there any warning signs? Was there anybody there who said, look, there may be sharks in the area, be careful, or, think about not even going? I guess there wasn't anything like that, otherwise you probably would not have ventured into the water.
There was absolutely no signs, no warning, not even a thought that sharks would be in that water. Well, I'm a scuba diver, so I knew there were sharks in that water, but in the shallows, I would never have thought about that. And it is extremely rare, so I don't wish to discourage anyone from going into the water with my story, but it's extremely rare that they do actually attack humans, even if they do come into the shallows. But no warning, no signs, no nothing. And I had no idea what these gentlemen on the jet skis were yelling at.
Right, I understand. Speaking with Nicole Moore, who along with Peter Jennings has written a book called Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, and that injury to your leg, and I know there's a lot more to the story, which we're going to get to in just a bit, but that injury to your leg, how debilitating is it in the sense of, like, is it preventing you from leading the active lifestyle that it sounds you led as a scuba diver and pretty athletic person?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Today, I've made a really good recovery, so it prevents me from doing a lot of the activities that I used to do, but I'm still able to walk around, which is a gift in itself, considering the enormity of the bite.
Mark just texted, I'm going to pass out, man. She must have bled like hell. Well, there was a lot of blood, Mark. There absolutely was. And that in and of itself could cause, I guess, some. You know, I've never been in a situation like that.
Yeah.
I suppose most people find it kind of difficult to relate with what you went through necessarily. But just being able to maintain your wits, you know, knowing what happened to you and, you know, seeing the evidence in front of you.
Yeah. And it doesn't end there. So there was actually more blood loss and more trauma, as you know.
Yeah, no, I do know. We're coming up to traffic time. So what we're going to do is we're going to get an update from Catherine at the CJAD 800 Traffic Center in just a second. And then we'll continue the conversation with Nicole Moore. Her story's not over, not by a long shot, and it really is remarkable that she is here to share this story with us today.
You're listening to Barry Morgan on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
219, coming up to 219, and if you're just tuning in, my guest right now is Nicole Moore. She's from Orangeville, Ontario, and she, along with Peter Jennings, has written a book called Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, and Nicole survived two shark attacks. We're at the point of the story now where Nicole suffered. This happened in Cancun in Mexico, in the ocean, about 50 meters off the shore, if I'm not mistaken, Nicole, when the shark attacked you and bit into your left upper thigh. And I guess at that point you were thinking, well, hopefully it's over, but I know it wasn't over. So what happened after that?
That's right. So as I'm trying very, very, with great difficulty to get back onto the beach, the shark came back, and that time it decided to go after my left arm, and it had actually swallowed my entire arm into its mouth. So if you can imagine it, its nose was above my elbow, and its teeth were just sinking in above my elbow, and it's looking directly at me face to face, and its bottom jaws down by my waist, and the shark is half out of the water because now I'm trying to pull my arm out. And we are fighting. It is just thrashing and taking me down while I'm just staring at the shark eye to eye. And my first instinct, survival instinct, of course, just kicked right in. Yeah. And immediately I just slammed this thing right in the nose to try to get it to let go, which it did. I'm very fortunate. And it took that hit, didn't like it very much, and opened its jaws and swam away.
And you were able at that point to make it back to shore on your own, or did you have some help?
No, I was trying. I was trying really hard, but I couldn't see what had happened to my leg, but my leg just wasn't allowing me to take these proper steps against the weight of the ocean waves. So these guys on Sea-Doos had now been able to get fairly close to me, and one of them was able to get close enough that we were able to link hands and he could pull me to shore.
And what was the damage to your left arm?
Well, I laid on the beach and I'm looking at everyone. This huge crowd had started to gather around me, absolutely horrified, but no one was moving. They were in total shock at what they were seeing. So I'm an RN, I'm a registered nurse, and my nursing hat just came on, and I quickly, you know, tried to push myself up to assess my own wounds, and I saw the damage to my leg and my arm, and I just laid right back down with absolute terror. And I asked for help, and just me asking for help on the beach, people then started to throw towels and shirts and doing everything they can to try to stop the bleeding that was happening. And they were saying there was like so much blood and arterial spray just going everywhere. It's horrific for them.
And they had to, you did eventually lose part of that left arm, I think.
It was amputated completely above the elbow. Yeah, I lost my arm.
Boy.
It took years. I've actually just finished, 4 years later, I've just finished the final round of operations to rebuild my left upper thigh. It is quite a remarkable story, and there's so much that happened on that beach, which Shark Assault really does go into great detail about. Peter Jennings has done a great job at making it, at capturing the moment.
You fought off a shark, and it's, I mean, you obviously there was a lot of serious damage, but can you believe that you survived?
No. I'm so very lucky. I lost over 60% of my blood volume on that beach. And a nurse, I know how rare that is to survive.
It's just, I mean, people are sending texts. Oh, my God, what a story. You are a strong woman. How big was it, Nicole? Did you ever find out how large and what kind of shark this actually was?
I did. These lifeguards at the next resort over had seen these sharks, and they whistled out their swimmers at the next resort, and they went on to these jet skis to try to scare these sharks away. So they were physically corralling them like a bunch of cowboys and bumping them to try to get them to go out to deep water. But inevitably, they ended up pushing the sharks to me when I was going in the water. That's why they were yelling at me. And so those witnesses, those people tell me there were two sharks, two full-grown bull sharks.
Very aggressive, from what I understand.
Very aggressive by their nature, apparently, yeah.
It's really something else. You know, and when you're, where was your family when this all was happening?
Here at home in the freezing cold of Canada.
They were back home. So you were just with your friends down there. So
yes,
not having family made it that much more difficult, I would imagine.
It actually was a positive. I say out of a horrific situation, there are so many positives that have come out of it. And one of them was that my family wasn't there to witness it. Which would just be unbearable, I think, for them to see. And the other thing that I joke about is, hey, I'm right-handed, so it wasn't so bad.
I guess you have to keep your sense of humor, despite everything that you went through.
Yes, and I've been so lucky, Barry, so incredibly lucky throughout this. I have not been shy to tell the story. I've had a lot of support. And as a result, I think I've had no nightmares, no post-traumatic stress, no nothing.
That's incredible. I mean, just hearing the story might, you know, give some people some nightmares or something like that. So you never have any PTSD, which is great. Look, you suffered enough.
No.
I think you suffered
yes.
enough. And
yes, physically, yes. Yeah.
Boy, do you still swim in the ocean?
Yes, I went back that year to the exact spot, the exact resort, the exact beach, and went back in the water just to make sure I wasn't harboring any type of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my family back a few months later so that my kids, you know, weren't afraid to go in the ocean, nor my husband. And we've been going back to Mexico every year. I do not hold Mexico accountable for anything. I think sharks are sharks, and they're everywhere in the waters, and we just have to learn to respect the environment when we're in it.
And you go back regularly in the water. I give you a lot of credit, Nicole. I really, really do. Somebody texted me.
Even returned to scuba diving.
Is that right?
Yes.
And have you seen any of these predators near you underneath
Knock
the water?
Knock on wood, no.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Think I'm ready for that yet.
Okay, I appreciate that. Here, this is from Dave. Are you one of those people who say, I don't blame the shark, I don't hate sharks?
I absolutely am, Dave, yes. I am out of this situation, and I'm part of a shark survivor group now. And being thrown into the whole shark world now, I have a really good understanding for the arguments for saving sharks and for killing sharks and for a variety of shark activities. But my choice is to use my voice, and I actually speak out for shark conservation and, more importantly, for marine conservation.
It's their world after all. Right.
It is their world, and we share it with them. Although it's not our world, we share it. And there's a lot of opinions that, you know, we don't need them. And my opinion is we do need them. They're very important to our ecosystem, and we need to respect that.
It's really remarkable. You know, there was a story. When was it? Earlier this summer, if I'm not mistaken, in Australia, where a surfer was there were sharks lurking in the area. Somehow he managed to escape completely unscathed. Unfortunately, yeah. That was not your situation, but this has given you a whole different outlook, I'm sure, and I guess a kind of different direction in life to a certain extent.
It has. Absolutely. Good things have come out of it. I'm now a motivational speaker. This fantastic book has come out. It's provided just new opportunities and a new life. I'm a better person for it in the end. I am. It's brought my family close together, and I've come out a stronger person.
Getting more text here. She's Superwoman. I love her appreciation for the sharks, and on and on and on. The name of book is Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, co-written by Nicole Moore and Peter Jenning. And when does the book actually come out?
It comes out mid-November. It's available for pre-order now. For anyone that wants to take a closer look at the book, you can go on Amazon or Indigo or Barnes & Noble or Booklore. There's lots of websites out there. Just Google it and you'll find it.
Fascinating stuff. Nicole, thank you again very, very much.
Thank you, Barry, for having me. Take care.
Absolutely. You too. All the best. Wow. I mean, wow, you know, it just really is an incredible story. It's practically right there in the title, Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. Nicole Moore with assistance from Peter Jenning in writing this book. Next month.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.